Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today. Hello there, my friend. On today's program, we're bringing you the second part of Dr. Yoder's message, The More Excellent Way. Last week, Dr. Yoder explained how love is the great equalizer. Genuine love has no respect of persons, based on their class or status, their level of intelligence, or their wealth, or any other way we use to categorize people. He reminded us that we can perform great sacrificial deeds for others, but without genuine love, it's all just a waste of time. In answer to the question, what does love do? Dr. Yoder's message last week focused on the first point, love equalizes. Let's listen now as Dr. Yoder comes with the last two answers to the question, what does love do?
The second answer to the question, what does love do, is love sympathizes. We have two affirmative descriptions here, then we have 8 negative attributes and 5 positive attributes. Follow me now. I'm in verses 4-7. Love is patient. Love suffers long and is kind. Patience means to endure hardship. Patience means not easily aroused, being steadfast under burdens. Love is kind. Kind has a meaning of gentleness. Not easily aroused, not easily perturbed, patient and kind. Now there are 8 negative attributes. We peel away the negatives to see where is the core of love. First of all, love envieth not, without jealousy. So tempting, isn't it? To look at neighbor so-and-so, or friend or relative so-and-so, who has more than we, to wish we had more. Jealousy. It does not brag. It wanteth not itself. Does not talk all the time. We all know people who seem to run off of the mouth all the time, don't they? Does not brag. Is not puffed up, not arrogant, proud, puffed up. I am number one. Does not behave indecently. The scripture here says unseemly. It means indecently. We are all impacted by the world in which we live, and it seems like it's getting worse. To behave indecently. And some of the indecency we see all around us is quite distressing, to me at least. Seeketh not her own. That means is not selfish. We have been told, toot your own horn. If you don't toot it, nobody else will toot it for you. Yes, well, of course. Love does not do that. Love is not selfish. Love seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked. That means agitated or irritated. You know, some people wear their feelings on their elbows, and they're getting hurt all the time and wonder why. Not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. I understand that means keeping no records. It may be that some people are like the elephants. They never forget. We've read and heard about the feuds that were carried on in the generations of the past in some of the southern states. They never forgot. There was that record keeping. Love does not do that. Rejoiceth not in iniquity. Iniquity means crookedness. We have our ideas, all right, and love takes notice of iniquity, but does not gloat over it. It rejoiceth not in iniquity. There we have the 8 negative attributes peeled away. Now let's look at the 5 positive attributes. Rejoiceth in the truth. That's a wonderful statement. Love and truth are joined in God and should be joined in His people. We ought to have love and truth joined in our hearts and lives. Love beareth all things, does not chafe under conditions that are difficult, finds out when a condition is difficult and hard to bear, but beareth all things, believeth all things. Now that cannot mean to be gullible, not discerning. Love sees the truth as it is in God, and that's how and why love believeth all things. Because the vision is directed through the Word of God. hopeth all things. You know, hope is more than just wishful thinking. Oh, I hope so. The hope that Paul is speaking of is grounded in God. Our hope in God is not instable or unstable. Our hope in God is securely grounded, and then endureth all things, bears up under trial. There we have the second answer to our question, what does love do? Love sympathizes. We have these eight negatives that we peeled off, and we have these five positives we focused on. This is the more excellent way. The third answer to our question, what does love do, is love scrutinizes. Love has an abiding character. Of the three, faith, hope, and love, only love is an attribute of God. To him, faith is unnecessary because of his sovereign will. For him, hope is unnecessary because of his full knowledge. For him, love is a basic attribute. United with holiness, his love is undefiled. Because God never fails, his love never fails. It is never diminished. Oh, praise God. It's just as true today as it was when it happened that God loved the world to give his only Son. Amen, amen. Prophecies fail. Some prophecies fail because they're not true. True prophecies fail or are set aside because they're fulfilled. Here, prophecies means foretellings. There are scores of prophecies that have been fulfilled. For example, Galatians 4, 4, and 5. Listen carefully. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Pay close attention to when the fullness of time was come. In other words, the prophecy was in God's hand, and when it was right, it came to pass. Prophecy, therefore, was fulfilled and passed off, so to speak. Tongues shall cease, the apostle says. We're not sure exactly what that means. It is difficult to clarify this. Does this mean that once again there will be one language? Sometime in God's economy, we will go back to the pre-Babel time when everybody spoke the same language? Well, I believe certainly in eternity, we won't have any difficulty understanding each other in glory. Knowledge shall pass away. Full knowledge will overtake what we now know. Our knowledge now is partial, as the apostle goes on to describe for us. Partial. We only know in part. And we prophesy in part because we're not God. Only God has full knowledge, and only God will be able to tell us everything. And he has chosen not to. Perfection is anticipated. When that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. Perfection, I say, is anticipated. It will come because God embodies all perfection. Now pay close attention to the next verse, verse 11. The apostle describes himself. Maturation is illustrated. Love is scrutinizing. As a child, he said, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. I thought like a child, which is different from adulthood. He said, when I became a man, I put away childish things. An adult should shed childishness. And yet even in adulthood, growth is possible. Don't ever think you can't grow in your perception and understanding, because you can. But certainly, we ought to emerge out of childish thinking and childish actions. Love does that. Love scrutinizes that. And then there is a partial vision. Now we see in a mirror, darkly. Partial vision and partial knowledge will be replaced by clear vision and perfect knowledge. We will know as we are known. The three, he says, abide. Faith, hope, and love. These three. But the greatest of these is love. Faith becomes sight. Hope becomes reality. But love never changes. Love continues. Therefore, love is the greatest. And that is what God has expressed toward us. We express faith and hope toward God and love, I trust. But love is the greatest because that is what God expresses toward us. He loved us before we could possibly love him. So now let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, how we thank thee and bless thee, O God, because this is such a wonderful chapter, and the Apostle Paul describes for us what love will do, how it equalizes us, how it sympathizes with us, and how it scrutinizes us. O Lord, bless my listener friend and me, that we might exercise ourselves more fully in this great attribute from which we have received so much. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Yoder, for that clear instruction from the Bible. My friend, do you see what a difference it would make in the church, the body of Christ, if we loved each other the way this chapter teaches us? I personally believe that if the unsaved people all around us saw this kind of love for our brothers and sisters, they would be coming to us and wondering how they can be a part of the church. You know, that's what happened in the early church. And Jesus himself told his followers, "By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another." So genuine love is the mark of a true follower of Jesus Christ. Now, friend, I'd like to send you the printed text of this message. That way, you can take time to read it carefully and meditate on its truth. If questions arise in your mind as you study, you can write to us with your questions. We'd be glad to answer them from the Bible. That way, we can learn together how to be better followers of Jesus. So I urge you to write and ask for a copy of today's message. And when you request today's message, you'll receive all the other messages in this series of study in 1 Corinthians. They're all contained in Dr. Yoder's book titled Glory in the Lord, and I'm sure you'll find it helpful to have a copy of your very own. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and request a copy of Dr. Yoder's book, Glory in the Lord. When you write, if you have a question about the Bible or how to live as a Christian, we'd be happy to answer those questions. Let me assure you, the answers we give will not be our opinions, but the answers will come from the Word of God. After all, that is the standard by which we'll all be judged someday. Once again, our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, and the zip code is 15533. Let me give you that address one more time. It's Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. Now, next week, we'll move into 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and talk about the priority of prophecy. I hope you'll join us then. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.